This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
By Tuva Band, who are a band coming out of Oslo in Norway. That's also off the EP called Mess, which was released, I believe, last month.
Gosh, it was beautiful.
That was beautiful. I also highly recommend listening to their single Trees. It's just really calming. Norway just got all the goods. Mm. Love Norway.
Love it. And we are joined in the studio by regular guest and friend of the show, Dr. Tal.
G'day, guys. How are you today?
Good. Pretty good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
And Dr. Tal, your credibility has been bought in a little bit. Last week, you bought in...
Slander.
Your certificate, but questionable. You brought up that you went to the school of
Hard Knocks. I can photocopy it again if you...
Even a scanned copy, you know, I guess could...
Crayon never photocopy as well.
True.
I've always said that.
Oh, yellow highlighter neither, so...
Yeah, I got a message from Department of Health, and they've given me quite explicit instructions that I can't actually get called doctor, or I can't introduce myself as doctor anymore, which is... That's weird. Don't know why. So just instead, just if you can call me medical and professional, Tal, that'd be
medical,
great.
Sorry, I missed the first bit there.
Yeah, medical and professional.
Medical unprofessional.
Oh, I don't need to emphasise it so heavily. That's fine. But questions. That's what I'm here for.
First question for questions. Medical unprofessional Tal. Can we call you MU Tal?
MU Tal.
MU Tal.
MUP?
MU Tal.
It's like MVP, but instead of a point, it's just a slightly rounded.
MU Tal sounds like either like a new kind of technology or some kind of meal replacement shake.
Or do we call it?
It's like a Tal replacement that emulates what Tal would do.
Or do we say MUP?
Mutt?
Mup.
Mup.
Okay.
Muppetal.
First question. Just like, I want to get your opinion. I've got my definitive list, but what, like, are your top five diseases or plagues of all time?
Favourite ones? Polio. Fantastic.
Jeez.
They're trying to make a comeback at the moment. They've got a good little fan base of anti-vaxxers out there, which are trying to, you know, help get polio back up and running.
So they obviously have polio at their number one at the list.
They do.
They're trying to get it up there.
They love it. They absolutely love it.
But dwindling, number five on your list.
Yeah. Polio, it doesn't age so well.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my thing.
It's an old disease.
Yeah, it's an old one.
By the sound of things.
Mumps, very fun. I don't know what they are, but they look quite interesting. A couple of others to round out two and three, just kind of your standard immune deficiency ones. And up the top, it's got to be the Black Plague.
Ah, Black Plague.
Yeah, that's
a great one.
I mean,
I'm sure that'll stir up a bit of controversy, though. Like, people are going to hear that you put that at number one.
Yeah, but like, I'm not afraid to speak my mind.
Shock jock.
That's the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could call me that. Shock doc. Hey. Sorry.
Well, we can't.
Sorry, we can't. You cannot call you that. Take it back.
All right. Shock. Medical and professional. Yeah.
But I've got a general knowledge science question, because I guess I'm not going to go too intense. Because not that I don't trust you, it's just you haven't got the profession, so we're going to keep it pretty simple. But I've been walking the streets, and especially because it's summer, I've been just seeing a lot of birds, and they're sitting on the power lines. And I thought, well, that'd be a nice view, but I can't get up there because I'd be electrocuted. So why are the birds not electrocuted?
Well, this is interesting. This is not so much of a science question as so much of a commerce question, which also I am very well versed in. You guys ever heard of Greg Thurgood?
No.
Never.
So there's a Greg Thurgood in every major city around the world. Our Greg Thurgood from Melbourne lives in Dandenong. He owns a company called Birdie Boots. Heard of those? Yeah, small rubber boots that just get slipped onto every bird and allows them to sit on power lines.
Do you have to go to university for that one, or do you just go to the School of Hard Knocks as well for that degree?
Yeah, we're the same. He graduated the year above me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I became a medical professional, and he became the CEO of Birdie Boots.
They do say respect your elders.
Mm. Yeah, he was top of his class.
Must be hard not to compare yourself, you know? You went through the same university, one year above. Do you ever feel like maybe that could have been me? I could have been the Greg Thurman of...
I think I'm surpassing Greg Thurgood.
It's also, not too late.
Oh, yeah.
It's not too late.
Young
you
career.
I
feel no need to make a career change.
And still young, as my mum would say.
One thing that I have been doing, while I do enjoy my job on radio, you know, one thing that does, I just kind of, I want to move into the medical profession afterwards. So what are some ways that I can learn, you know, medical professions? Do you recommend the internet as a good
thing? There's this amazing guy over in Syria during the Syrian war at the moment. He was like a nurse, but taught himself heart surgery from YouTube. I do all my learning personally from YouTube. At the moment, I'm going through how to remove splinters. Taking me a while to get it because I just get a little bit nervous and I just amputate. That's my go-to knee-jerk reaction.
The surefire way of getting rid of the splinter, though.
It is. People ask me, get rid of the splinter from my body, and I just take a little bit of, I'm liberal with what I remember.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel better educated from knowing all that. So, thank you. What am I
medical
calling?
Medical unprofessional?
Yeah, medical unprofessional.
Again,
Carl, thank you so much for coming in.
Neither here nor there. Okay. Neither here nor there.
To all our listeners, if you do have a question that maybe isn't too intensely science-related for medical unprofessional Tile, please do send it as a text.
I can duck in and out of the studio. There's absolutely no skin off my back, guys.
The number is
0456-239-333.
Hit us up with some questions. We can pass them on, and we're sure that we can get you a semi-professional answer.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.